She was a colorful young woman. The events of her life even more than the art that adorned her body. To say she was wild, her risky behavior was an understatement. Multiple children with multiple men, issues with alcohol and other drugs, angry and antisocial, she had no family to speak of, or at least no family who would speak to her. Anger, resentment, rebellion filled her heart, anything to push out the pain. She'd been hurt and abused as long as she could remember. Her mother was a prostitute, her father a client. Men came in and out of her life like so much junk mail. She had trouble at school, trouble with the law. County jail was her sanctuary, a place of solace, away from the turmoil of home. There she was safe. Somewhere along the way, she met Christ. Raised in the church, she remembered what he looked like. Her mother had cherished the time alone, and how bad a mother could she be? She sent her daughter to church. There, our sister was loved and welcomed, instructed and embraced. It didn't stick. She knew better than they. She was not lovable. She didn't stay. There were men to meet, trouble to cause, pains to medicate. So everyone would discover what she always knew. She was worthless. Something must have stuck, for something changed. She remembered and sought her childhood memory of being loved at church. It took some time. She lost her friends. She went from church to church. You see, her rugged countenance and her colorful skin were intimidating. It was hard for some to welcome her. She was hard to love. But in time, she found her way home. It was a minor miracle of sorts. The people looked nothing like her. They were Presbyterian. But they were kind, and it was a small church. They spoke to her. They took an interest in her children. Life was hard, but she was no longer alone, and she was learning. She could be loved. Then, in a tragic turn worthy of Shakespeare, her youngest became ill. Her daughter's development had slowed. She no longer progressed as she should. Though a happy and engaging child who smiled at everyone, something just wasn't right. So our sister prayed and prayed and prayed. Every day and every prayer brought a new doctor, a new test, a new bill, visits to the University of Iowa Hospital, scans, blood work, observation. We're not sure, but we think it may be. We're going to try this. It won't tell us what it is, but will help us rule out what it's not. So our sister prayed and prayed. Prayed. Friends, our sister was praying when we left that church. I believe she is praying still. This isn't quite what we want to hear. We want to hear her prayers were answered. We want to hear the doctors discovered what was wrong. We want to hear everything turned out okay. That's the good news we want to hear. That's the good news I would love to share. But that's not the good news I have to offer today. Maybe one day. Maybe one day soon. God knows. But that's not the good news I have to offer today. The good news I have today is our sister is still praying and praying and praying. Like the old widow we heard about this morning, she has not lost heart. She prays always. Beloved, our sister is still praying. And as arduous as this is, to pray and pray and pray for one we love, waiting for our prayers to be answered, it is good news that she is still praying. She has not lost heart. She is waiting for Jesus' promise to be filled. The day will come when God will hear her cries and vindicate her faith. Like the old widow, our sister is a witness to us. Though her prayers have yet to be answered, she encourages us to hold fast to a tenacious, hopeful faith in the midst of any ordeal we may face. Though she knows not what the future holds, she challenges us to be persistent in prayer. As she waits God's vindication of her faith, she encourages us to wait patiently for ours and not lose heart. Friends, Luke offers us a strange little parable found in his gospel alone. It's a story about a widow seeking justice from an unjust judge, which of course makes no sense. How can you expect justice from someone who is not just? Perhaps this is why Luke tells us outright what this parable is about. He says Jesus told this parable to encourage them to pray and not lose heart. We hear in a certain city, there was a judge who was a scoundrel. He had no faith in God and no respect for people. Jesus makes clear in no uncertain terms, this justice was unjust. Nevertheless, a widow came to him to plead her case and seek justice against her opponent. In Jesus' setup of the story, we hear the classic axiom of an irresistible force meeting an immovable object. Concern for widows and orphans is found throughout the Jewish and Christian scriptures. Outside of family, there was no protection for a woman who had lost her husband or children who had lost their parents. Widows and orphans hold a special place in God's heart, as they would in most people who heard Jesus' parable. But not this judge. This irascible man who has no regard for God or people. He couldn't care less about the woman's case. Time and again, he refused to hear her pleas. Only when he tires of her persistence and fears she might do him harm, coming to slap him in the face, does he relent and grant her justice. God is not like that, Jesus tells his disciples. If even this unjust judge can be compelled to grant justice, will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. This is the good news in Jesus' parable. Unlike the unjust judge, God will hear the cries of God's children and will not hesitate to respond. Therefore, like the widow, we are to approach God with a persistent, hopeful faith in the midst of any ordeal, confident God will hear our cries. Friends, I could stop here. And most people in most churches would be satisfied. We could go home with our little shot of Jesus juice for the week. Persist in prayer. But that would not do justice to God's word. We must go deeper. Jesus ends this passage with a vexing little question. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? What this question tells us is this parable is about more than persistence in prayer. Placing this question where he has, Luke is telling us there is a connection between our persistence in prayer, our not losing heart, and the kingdom work we are called to do. God is a God of justice and love who never grows weary in responding to the cries of God's children. But will that be enough, Jesus asks, to inspire faith? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? For Luke, this parable is not simply about persistently praying to God for what we want. God, grant me this. God, if you do this for me. As they said on Blackish a couple weeks ago, such one-off prayers when we want something from God, those are genie prayers. Persistence in prayer, praying without ceasing and not losing heart, reveals our faith. If the Son of Man is to find faith on earth, it will be in those who pray without ceasing and do not lose heart. Friends, Luke is writing to a community who may well have been losing heart. The early church believed Jesus' return was imminent. The further they found themselves from the resurrection, the more persecutions they had to endure, the more they must have wondered or even doubted. Would Jesus ever return? Would God's justice prevail? Would God's promise of peace be fulfilled? What it appears Luke wanted them to hear was yes. They may continue their work to bring about God's kingdom with assurance and hope. God hears their cries. Yes, many of their prayers seem to have gone unanswered. Christ's return was delayed. They were persecuted. They were imprisoned. They endured great suffering for the sake of Jesus Christ. But by not losing heart, and remaining persistent in prayer. We see that they would receive what they needed most. They were surrounded by God's loving presence and providence. They were filled with resilience, strength, fortitude, and faith. Jesus has promised. God hears their cries and answers their prayers. Sisters and brothers, if your heart is heavy today, like our sister praying for her daughter, if you are feeling desperate, overwhelmed, helpless, if you are seeking justice like the old widow, crying out for compassion or peace, if someone you love is in need of healing, if you are enduring a season of grief or doubt, by all means, whatever your ordeal, whatever your needs, pray to God without ceasing. Don't lose heart. God hears your cries. But let us all remember the kingdom work we are called to do. Our grandparents and great-grandparents built hospitals and homes for women and orphans. They founded colleges and created the public education system. They understood their civic duty and taught their children faith, as well as a commitment to the common good. Some didn't always get it right on social issues, the rights of women, or civil rights. But others did. And the freedoms gained were because of their persistence and faith. Beloved, the world has turned, and we are in a world of hurt. We are constantly reminded by the headlines, the gains we thought we made in equal rights for women, in safeguarding justice for all people, regardless of their gender, religion, or race, in caring for God's creation, in bringing an end to violence and war, in feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and caring for the poor. The gains we thought we had made are not as great as they appeared. We have kingdom work to do. But Christ has promised. The kingdom of God is within our grasp when we pray without ceasing and do not lose heart. Thanks be to God.